You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What is Artists on Artists and what does this mean exactly to people who don't know?
Yeah, it's a group portraiture exhibition, and the way it works is that different portrait artists or different artists have created works of one another. So imagine that I painted you and then maybe you photographed another artist and then that artist sculpted another artist. So it's kind of like links in a chain. So when you go around the exhibition looking at these different portraits, you're looking at artists that have created works of one another. So it makes for quite an interesting viewing experience because you're looking at a portrait and on the left is the artist that created it and on the right is the subject's artwork. So yeah, it's kind of trippy when you go around the exhibition like that.
Yeah, for sure. It's like a really cool concept. Who is taking part in Artists on Artists? Is it a yearly thing also? Like, is it kind of like a different mix every year?
Yeah, so we're actually in our fourth year of running it. And this year it's all Tamaki Makaurau based artists. Last year we had a mix from around the country, but every year it's a different kind of cohort of artists. And this year we've got a really cool lineup. We always try to bring in a mix of emerging and established artists and a really diverse range, diverse not just in terms of like ethnicity and demographics, but in terms of their medium. So we've got photographers and sculptors and really like traditional painters and then quite contemporary artists. But some of the artists, we've got 14 this year. We've got Suniva Williams, who's a really beautiful photographer. She's got a show on at Moana Fresh at the moment. We've got Chuck Joseph, who's a really amazing ceramicist and sculptor, and his work's been featured in the Portage ceramic shows for a long time. And we've got Tony Goh, who's got his first solo exhibition on its season at the moment. We've got some really fantastic photographers this year, really beautiful photographers this year. So there's kind of something for everyone, lots of like up and coming artists and then some really established artists as well, like Hedia Anderson Mita as well.
Beautiful. Yeah, I guess that's like a really like productive and balanced way of looking at it as well, like setting it up, I suppose.
Yeah, and I think the artists really get something out of meeting each other. Like the younger artists get to hang out with some of the more established artists and see their practice, and vice versa, kind of like the more established artists get to hang out with like fresh ideas. And it's just really special because you get invited to their studios and you get to hang out with them. And often off the back of these, we see artists that have met each other through this program do collaborations together and kind of swap stories or kind of ask each other about one another's practice and get ideas. And yeah, I really love that collaboration that happens between the artists.
How do you decide who paints who?
Yeah, I'm a researcher for my day job, so it's pretty classic of me to write a survey. So the way it works is I get the artists to answer a bunch of questions of like what they need from their subject. Some artists work from life, some need to like go on location for a photo shoot, some just need like a quick reference shot, whereas others really like to get to know their subject. So everyone's really different with what they need from their subject. So I ask them a bunch of those questions. And then I also ask them, what do they feel comfortable with as a subject? You know, do you feel comfortable with nudity? Do you have lots of time on your hands? Like, how would you feel if your artist really wanted to like get to know you personally versus just offering them a reference shot? Are you able to provide them a reference shot? Do you have lots of photos of yourself? And then I kind of match them based on who can fit each other's kind of needs the most. It's never a perfect match, but the artists do really well and they're always like so open and flexible, which is really great.
Is this a new thing for a lot of the artists? Have any ever had their portrait done before?
It's so funny because a lot of these artists, like portraits is their like bread and butter. They do a lot of portraiture and figurative work and they've done a lot of self-portraits as well, but lots of them haven't actually had a portrait done by another artist. And it's quite an experience, especially if you're an artist and you're kind of used to being in the driver's seat and calling the shots with it when it comes to the artwork. And so it's almost like you have the tables turned. A lot of them say to me, like, oh, this is what it's like for my subjects. And it's actually kind of, yeah, a new experience for a lot of the artists to actually have a portrait of them done before.
Artists on Artists is in its fourth year, as we talked about earlier, and it's a part of Te Ahurei Auckland Arts Festival. How can people see the show?
Yeah, well, our opening night is this Friday at 5 o'clock. The exhibition's at Studio 122 on Ponsonby Road, beautiful brick building with the drips down it for those who aren't familiar with it. So please come along to the opening night. It's going to be really fun. We've got lots of Kai and drinks provided from some generous sponsors. And then on Saturday, we're doing a kind of in line with the exhibition, a draw and be drawn life drawing event where you can draw someone while they draw you, and that's a really fun experience. That one is a ticketed event, so just grab a ticket on Eventbrite. And then Saturday the 15th, Studio One is having an open day, so open studios. There's lots of fun events going on as part of that. I'm going to be running some guided tours, and I'm going to be doing some portrait collages as well. And there's lots of other events on, so that would be a cool one to come to as well. Otherwise, you can check out the exhibition from 10 till 6 most days at Studio One.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.